Time to bring in our resident historian, the one and only Steve King, to the show. Now, Steve, the Browns and the Chargers, let's talk about this history and how far back it goes.
Well, it actually goes back to 1970, the first year of the new NFL after the merger. The Chargers and Browns played that year, and it kind of continued. Now, obviously, with one being in the Western Division, one being in the AFC Central, before that or after that the North, they're not going to play a lot, but there have been some great games. And when I think of the Chargers, Vic, what I think of are actually two things. I think of a game way back in 1972 that the Browns and Chargers played on Monday Night Football, and Frank Pitts caught a touchdown pass from Mike Phipps, and I can still hear Gibbs Shanley saying, Phipps to Pitts for the touchdown and screaming it. And this was about midnight. It's Monday Night Football, and I'm not trying to, spin old home week or anything, but I can remember as a 17-year-old kid sitting in front of the television screaming and then wondering, gosh, should I wake my mother up? And I'm sure that there were thousands upon thousands of other people the same thing, screaming in the house and then wondering, did you wake up the rest of the house? Because it was a seminal moment. It really was, and it was a big moment as the Browns went on to make the playoffs that year as a wild card. But I also think, Vic, when I think of the Chargers and Browns, I think of Red Right 88, and because had that play not happened and the Browns had won, then that year they would have played the Chargers in the AFC Championship game. Right. I can remember talking to Sam Ritigliano about that and about the matchups and such. And you wouldn't know now what would happen, but it's interesting to think about. It's one of those what-if questions. And, I know they played the following year to open the season on Monday Night Football, and the Chargers, won handily. But, the dynamics of the Browns, those cardiac kids of that era, had changed by that following year. That team had gotten a little bit older, and some things had changed in the offseason. But it would have been interesting to see, Brian Sipe against Dan Fouts for the AFC Championship game on a nice, dry, warm field.
Yeah, it could have been, as I say, a huge difference between what it ended up being and what that would have been all about. As far as the rivalry as it's gone through the years, I mean, these teams have had some encounters, though, in between those early 70s years and now.
Oh, absolutely. And it seems like it has been a lot of close games, some overtime games, some games where kind of some weird stuff happened at the end, and you had a game that had a ending to it that you may not have expected. But it's been a good, solid series for both teams. And, really, regardless of the records of these teams have always played very good, entertaining football games for the most part. You've had, one way or another, you've had games that have been one-sided, but for the most part, it's been entertaining. And you always have that, the cold weather team, the Browns, playing, the guys from the perfect weather conditions out in San Diego. And weather always becomes a factor in the game, because if it's at San Diego, you figure the Chargers have the advantage because they're built for speed. If it's back here at Cleveland and the weather gets lousy, like maybe they're talking about it being Sunday, then maybe the Browns kind of built more for that power and that muddy field and those wet conditions. Maybe they have the advantage.
He is Steve King, our resident historian, breaking down the history of the series between the Browns and the Chargers. Thank you so much, Steve.
You're quite welcome, Vic.